This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, still working, still writing, Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Pete, how you doing?
You can still go for a walk or a bike ride, too. I just got back walking my dogs, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Yep. I just said yesterday I spent a good portion of the afternoon taking the dogs for a run in the fields up the road. So, yeah, you can still go out and do a few things.
Pete, don't get within 6 feet of somebody, yep.
Yep. Tell me what you think of what the Packers have done so far this offseason.
I guess, you know, going in, here's what I was thinking. I don't know what you were thinking. I was thinking they'd sign an inside linebacker, a veteran guy on the cheaper side, and then draft pretty high there. Same thing at right tackle, assuming Bulaga left. I thought they might sign one fairly expensive guy, one guy, I don't know, in the $9 to $11 million range, something like that. I don't know that we can rule it out. I mean, that's getting pretty high. And you look at what they've done, you look who's available, I don't know if anybody fits that bill. Like Hooper was the one guy who I thought might have fit that bill. And then I could see him spending, I don't know, $2 million or so, maybe $3 million on a run-stopping early down guy. So, you know, it's kind of been what you thought it might be, except for I did think they would add an offensive piece, either a tight end or a receiver. Just to give Rodgers someone with a little more experience and a little more production in the league, just give him another weapon.
Yeah, I thought they might go in that direction. Now, we had Tom Silverstein on last week, and Tom thinks that the Packers still could go in that direction because this is a very wide receiver-heavy draft. And a lot of teams are thinking we'll draft, or they don't need to go out and spend a ton of money on some of the wide receivers that are out there, so therefore these receivers will sit and sit and sit and sit and sit. So maybe you're going to get a decent receiver at more of a bargain basement price. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think that. What I said made it sound like, you know, like it's all over. Free agency isn't over yet. We still have another at least full week where there should be still plenty of movement. And then even a week after that where there'll still be some guys left out there. So, yeah, I think Tom's exactly right. And I still think Anderson's going to end up costing too much, the receiver from the Jets. But, you know, there's probably a couple guys out there who, if they could get for, you know, $5 or $6 or $7 million, which is cheaper than you might have thought going into free agency, this is where you find, you know, we're getting to the time where you do find some of the bargains.
What are the now you had mentioned middle linebacker and probably drafting a middle linebacker, also drafting another wide receiver. Those two, I believe, went into break saying those two to me are the priorities. After that, depth on the offensive line, or, you know, I mean, I know they picked up Ricky Wagner, but it wouldn't, you know, hurt if you picked up an offensive lineman, a good offensive right tackle fell to you and you ended up taking him early on in the draft. It's, you can never have too many quality offensive linemen, that's for sure. But after that, you know, do you see, because I think it's going to be a linebacker, offensive lineman, or a wide receiver in the first two rounds. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, actually, like if I were betting, and it will never work out this way, but if you just had to bet on it, I would bet one of those positions for each of the first three rounds. Now, it won't work out that way, I'm sure, but that would be kind of your best guess. And is, like you said, defensive line, I think, is always going to be up there. I think running back is a real need. Now, that's a position where you don't have to use your first-round pick to get a good back. I mean, look at Jones was a five, right? And you look around the league in the history of the league, especially over the last 10 years, you can get, you know, good running backs later in the draft. But I do think that's a priority because you don't want your offense to tank if Aaron Jones gets hurt, because he's got a history that shows that he might. And in that position, you know, that's a high injury risk position. You know, tight end, they could pick their corners in this league with how spread things are and how you got to cover on every play and all the injuries that you get. You got to have several, you know, pretty solid corners or you're in trouble. So that's always going to be on the radar. They haven't re-signed Tremont Williams yet. So there's a lot of ways that they could go. And I do think the three positions that you've targeted, because they're, you know, Wagner may struggle, or they could get a guy who was as good as Elgton Jenkins, who could end up by halfway through the season being the better guy at right tackle. And even if Wagner plays okay, it could end up just being a 1-year rental. So I think tackle is a pretty big need, plus the need for a swing guy who can also play on the left side if Bakhtiari had to miss a game or two.
Talking with Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. So as far as the timing of all of this, now we know that they have, you know, not necessarily canceled, but they have changed their plans, amended their plans for the NFL draft. We're not quite sure what is going to culminate there. So a lot of things are up in the air still with the NFL and the beginning of their new business year. But what we do know is that, they're not traveling around to do, you know, physicals and all that kind of stuff. So how, I mean, other than just looking at a name at this point on a sheet, what do you think the next step is going to be for the Green Bay Packers? Do you think they still continue to sit back and wait? Because, I mean, like a guy like Emmanuel Sanders said that the Packers weren't a fit. He ends up going to New Orleans. I don't know why they weren't a fit, but he ends up going to New Orleans. And I know some people are upset about that. I'm still thinking they're going to get themselves another wide receiver. But is there somebody on your list that you think, you know what, this person might fill the bill?
Yeah, I was a little skeptical of Sanders just because of the cost for a 33-year-old guy. I'd have been worried, really worried, that, you know, he could hit the wall at any time. So but it does sound like they had some interest in him. But that doesn't fit what Gutekunst has been doing. So that one surprised me a little. I feel like I'm blanking on a receiver. You know, Ebron, I thought there was, you know, maybe a chance at tight end going for him, but he signed with the Colts. Taylor Gabriel was a guy that I wondered about, the only because he was with Atlanta, and when LaFleur was there for one of the seasons, and so he knows they're running the same offense the Packers do. But he had two concussions last year, missed seven games. That's a lot. So I wonder if just the medical will be an issue there, and they wouldn't want to risk bringing him in. But he's a small, fast receiver. You know who actually, I wondered whether they might do something. You know, Devonta Freeman got cut, and he had an ACL 2 years ago and didn't have a very good year last year, but Atlanta had a bad year, and their run game wasn't very good. I wondered if, even though he's a running back and not a receiver, if the Packers might have some interest in him. He's a really good receiver out of the backfield, too. He was one of those complete guys. He might be had for like $3 million a year or so. You know, mm-hmm. And all you're looking for is 1 year, maybe two. But, you know, if you have him, then you're, you know, as long as he still has a little juice left, and a scout I talked to last week thought he does, then if Jones has to miss, you know, a couple games with an injury, or, you know, you want to limit his touches to 18 to 20 a game so somebody else has to get him, he'd be a more dynamic guy than Jamal Williams is. Jamal Williams is a good, nice player, good guy to have on your team, but, you know, Freeman's better with the ball in his hands. Unless that injury is just taking everything out of him.
There's a couple of guys that are out there. I mean, I know that people start to rank these things, and I can't see them going after a Jadeveon Clowney type of player. And he's really listed as the best guy that's still remaining on the market, and he's had a good, not great, career. So, but a guy like Jason Peters, they've already picked up tackle, so I don't think they're going to go in that direction. There's not a whole lot left. Demarius Randall's on this list is the eighth best talent that's still out there regarding the free agents now. But the one thing I will say, Ndamukong Suh is interesting
because
it's not going to cost you a ton, but yet he's another big beefy body you got to pay attention to up front with Za'Darius and Preston Smith and Kenny Clark. That might not be that. I mean, that could be a hell of a front four if indeed he goes in that direction.
And I have no idea what Sue would cost, and I didn't look up what he made last year, but I know obviously his salary has come way, way down from what it was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. He's not the pass rusher he was, but they're not looking for they don't need a pass rusher as much as they just need somebody who's really stout and will eat up some double teams on the inside against the run. I mean, the run defense was an issue, on and off all last season. It really was, starting early. And then it just completely imploded against the 49ers. You can't have that. I mean, you've got to have better run defense than that, because if you can't, it is true, if the team can just, run it right down your throat, then, your pass rush and all that doesn't matter. So anybody who could be a big, stout guy in there, and I wonder if he could be had on the cheap, and, just a one-year rental. And, that's the one position where you can get guys at a pretty reasonable price, and just, it's okay to go with an older veteran if you're just going to use the guy for a year, because it's such a niche job.
And the other thing is, other than being suspended when he stepped on Evan Dietrich Smith, he hasn't missed a game since 2011. Now, I'm not saying it's guaranteed that he'll give you everything and be there all 16-plus games, but the likelihood of playing a full season, it's pretty good. So it's not a terrible, terrible risk if you can get him at the right price. Now, he's not worth $9 million a year anymore, but if you can get him for $3, $4, would you go in that direction?
That's exactly what I was – 4 was the number that came to my head, and that would be awfully tempting. If you could get him for 4, that'd be awful tempting to bring him in, because you have a depth for one thing, but you just – he's such a big guy who he would command double teams on early downs, and that's what you're looking for with that run defense that was such an issue last year. I would seriously, seriously think about it if I were the Packers.
No doubt. Pete, appreciate it as always. As we get closer to the draft, I'm sure we'll touch base again. It's a weird, topsy-turvy world we're living in right now, so stay safe, and we'll continue to figure all this out. No problem, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Yep, sounds good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. That's our buddy Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and also PackersNews.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.